The divine mind is a beautiful thing, blessed ones. For seeing and envisioning and feeling from the vantage point of eternity and all that is comprehensive of God's mindfulness brings one to a state of equipoise and equanimity within one's own higher mind, true to the divine mind. When you access through stillness divine thought, you feel the subtle aspects and the vibratory field that is born of the omniscient state of pure perception, where many Buddhas reside, and where higher mindfulness is the norm. For it brings into play reality, divine wisdom, eternality, and cosmic truth in all of their effulgence and glorious manifestations. From the point of pure perception, you see clearly. And through this clear seeing, there is knowing and divine understanding of who you are, what is resident within the cosmos of God's eternal mind stream, of the divine processes involved in evolution itself, and in the birthing of the new you every moment in eternality within your Christic presence, which is synonymous to the Word, the living Word of God. When you tap into the source of all truth, through this wisdom field of beingness, and the reality of pure mindfulness, I am there as a world teacher with beloved Jesus and the Master Omram to bring to you the nuances of what you require upon your solar journey now. Blessed ones. For as you move through the evolutionary states of pure beingness as a light worker, there is shared the integrity of your own solar selfhood, as you are already realized in that true divine essence of your godhood and your divine nature. And in this, you may bring forth wisdom teaching, inspired sharing, and all manner of glorious wisdom nuggets and pearls to enlighten those entrusted to your care as an initiate of the sacred fire. Many of you have begun a new path, transiting unto the stars in consciousness in moments of divine connectedness where you feel the ever-present nature of God washing upon your soul and allowing you to simply be who you are as a God-conscious one. When you are truly involved in the work of the Universal White Brotherhood, Blessed Ones, affirming and reaffirming your own divine station as essential to the revelation and the unfolding of the path of truth in this age, there is brought to bear through your heart, through your mind, and through your spirit the manifest reality of great virtues and blessings and the effulgence of what you, as an initiate, may both represent and present to the world. Oh, some of you think in your outer minds that you are not so essential to our cause, and some hide, as it were, a little bit in the shadows, not seeking any human approbation. And yet, dearest ones, you are valuable to the path of light that we are seeking to release unto humanity through this teaching and through a number of cosmic outposts across the world, whereby the truths of the Divine Masters are released, and where we continue to aver that of the path, which must be incorporated in one's day-to-day life in order to release all that no longer serves the Spirit, and to simultaneously accept and assimilate the new wave patterns and frequencies of Aquarius. As you perceive with new eyes and a new enlightened mind the universal truths of the Great White Brotherhood, there is flashed forth through your own Christic mind engrams of sacred gnosis for the planet and the vast evolutions of light who live here upon this sphere. Yes, dearest ones, every time you participate in one of these events, and when you listen or watch intently to one of our cosmic releases of light, there is anchored within your world and in the proximity and the environment of the space that you inhabit, great cosmic light essences. And many angelic and cosmic beings often take note of your own awareness at that moment. And when you are ready and available to be those points of light and beacons for us, we flash forth the radiance and the divine streams of God consciousness through the crystalline patterns of your own higher self, to assuage the hurts of those among men who are experiencing something less than God consciousness. Even as we radiate the healing light and the comfort flame of the Holy Spirit through the vessel of your being, the chalice of your God identity, Oh, blessed ones, if you only knew how perceptive you could be, if you would simply take those 10 or 15 minutes each morning in silence to reestablish your great God connection with your true self and have the daily infusion of a divine reality right in the sacred space where you live and move and have your being, you would make greater progress on your path. You would release those blocks within your subconscious that you have been struggling with often for eons of time. And there would be for you great joy in accepting that which heaven offers moment by moment, of the virtuous outpouring of the gifts of the Spirit to you, oh, blessed hearts. It only takes a shift in consciousness to be able to perceive the new reality that the ascended beings are sowing all across this world. And the great Chohans of the rays are here for you day after day, week after week, for you to commune with, to receive exactly what you require on your solar journey. Yes, if you would simply be still and know that I am God within, and feel your presence shining through your spirit, often being more bold and assertive and radiating forth the light of your presence, there could be a transformation of this world such as you have not seen for decades, centuries, and even millennia, blessed ones. All it takes is a few initiates who know who they are, who are self-realized in God, to accept the terms that heaven offers, so that this earth may be transformed in light and a number of evolutions awaken to the true spiritual worlds that have always been there and yet which few access by divine intention through love, compassion, and the gifts that come when one embodies kindness, holiness, and the virtues of God within one's heart. O blessed ones, the world teachers are here for you to enlighten you day by day. Yet few call upon us, few accept our presence in your midst, in your studies, and as you attempt to perceive beyond the veil the eternal truths and the mystical elements and divine formulas of higher alchemy and divine mindfulness. Yet you are here, and I am here with you to shine forth my love to each one of your hearts in a greater radiant field of beingness. I accept you here and now just for who you are, not who you were yesterday or who you will become tomorrow. I know your internal struggles. I know the virtues that you are yet seeking to outpicture day by day. I feel that which you feel, for as a disciple of light, the world teachers are truly invested in every aspect of your lives, more than you know. Therefore, call to us, invite us into your homes, into your meditation practice, into your gardens and into your daily active lives. We will restore the divine you into the experience of the now and the practical application of what you have learned of divine truth in your daily lives, blessed ones. And in this restoration, which is a spiritual renaissance, you will know all that is essential for you to embody, to release, and to accept. For in this, there is the fulfillment of the cosmic dream of who you are as a solar being in potential, living and walking and breathing upon this earth in this age. Yes, we require the conscious ones who look to the sun as their source of all beingness, and who, being absorbed into and assimilated by God, will then go forth as godly ones to enlighten humanity and to embrace every creature as we have, as a loving friend, as a beloved, as a spirit divine. I now shine forth my light in waves of cosmic peace across Scandinavia, blessing every soul, charging the atmosphere, the waters, and the earth itself with solar joy and cosmic presence. And all who resonate with the light of living truth and picture perfect peace will feel a new source of inspiration, a new vehicle for divine self-expression and holy understanding of all that is God good, all that is beautiful, radiant, and worthy of the sons and daughters of God to know, to feel, and to be invested in. Now, blessed ones, as you release one or more blocks within your subconscious and unconscious selves, I accept them. I transmute them and return unto you new light, new energy, divine radiance for your freedom, for your enlightenment, for your divine happiness. You see, it is God's great pleasure to give you the kingdom, which is the consciousness of heaven and of all divine ones who are waiting for you to ascend, to enjoy the fruits of a life lived to the glory of God. When you finally let go of the ballast of your yesterdays, the karmas of your ancient past, we will be there to receive you as the prodigal sons and daughters returned to the banquet feast of light, free at last to know God in God's entirety and in God's eternality. Bless you, O my souls, my friends, my great beloveds.